desire and interest in your prayers this afternoon. I concur with Brother Carl that there is nothing better than being in the worship with the saints of God. And although there may be few of us, that does not mean that we are absent of the presence of the Lord with us. I'd like to share just a little something by the help of the Lord on the subject of the organic word. And I'll just write that on the board. The organic word. You all know what organic means by definition? Living, pure, there's something else? Okay, it's been something that's really been unadulterated, something that has not been changed. If you get, there's a lot of seed these days that has been, the composition of it has been changed in the hopes that it will withstand certain circumstances. And so organic is kind of going back to the natural state or the natural condition of something. You will find in the stores, if you buy organic fruit or organic vegetables, it costs more too, right? Many times it costs more. But I want us to consider just for a little bit, and I, again, am very cognizant that it is an afternoon service. So, but if you will stay with us, I believe the Lord has something for us to take home with us today. The organic word, if you will turn with me to the book of Nehemiah, we'll begin our reading in the 8th chapter, Nehemiah chapter 8. Beginning with verse 2, it said, Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. And then in the latter part of the third verse, it said, the ears of all of the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And then we find in verse 5, it said that Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. So if you just get this picture in your mind of Ezra getting before the people, and it was a scroll, it wasn't the book like we have here, but in just opening that up, and reading something that at times the people of Israel had not heard for many, many years. And it said he was above all of the people. So he was up on a podium, something built up, and so his voice would carry so everyone could hear it. And it said when he opened it, all of the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And if you read on through this, you will find that they read in the book, in verse 8, the law of God distinctly. And it gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. I think I said Ezra a moment ago. The Ezra the scribe was the one that stood. And so Nehemiah, and you read on, the people stood at times for hours when the word of the law was read. And it is, there are some groups of people today that will still stand up for the reading of the word. When the Bible, now we're going to read the scripture, and the people stood up out of respect for the word. In other words, we don't want to take the word of God casually. We don't want to take it lightly, but we want to recognize this is God's word for us. It's teaching us. It's showing us the way. You know, this afternoon, the Lord wants there still to be a great respect for his word. I'm not purporting that we should stand up, but there ought to be a great respect for the word of God. I know there are times that we can have discussions, what do you think about it, and what do you think about it, and we can all have ideas, but at the end, my ideas aren't going to judge you, and your opinions and ideas are not going to judge me. Still remember Brother Bob talking frequently about the brother in Dayton, the pastor at Dayton, years and years ago, and they said whenever a question was asked, he'd say, Brother McCoy, that was it. He would say, and I didn't know Brother McCoy, but I sure heard a lot of what he said. He would say, let's see what the word says. In other words, let's get away from all of our ideas and let's see what the word says. Do you know the Lord wants us to have that same respect? Because in the world that we're living in, there are a lot of voices today. lots of opinions, lots of ideas. And when these controversial issues come up, even amongst the saints, do you know what's going to carry us through is the organic word. It's good to hear what this brother said and what this brother said, but I am also aware that sometimes people, now I know I've mentioned here before, they preacher shop. And by that I mean they will go to a minister to get advice, and if it's not what they want to hear, they'll go ask someone else. And then when they find the minister that will tell them what they want to hear, they can go forward and say, the ministry told me that this was okay. That's not going to judge us in the last day. And that's why we want to get back to the organic word of God, that what we teach and preach among us, it goes beyond. We're blessed with a good godly heritage. But when we teach things, that we go back to the original organic word of God, and that is a foundation that will stand the test and changes that are in our society. In John chapter 1, the scripture says, in the beginning was the word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and did what? It dwelt among us. And that was speaking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, there is no greater expression of God's will than Jesus Christ Himself. Now, I want to just say, I know there's few of you young people here this afternoon, but it's something that gets brought up from time to time. This Bible is a combination of letters and books that were written. And whenever man touches something, we are prone to error. And so sometimes people ask, what is the Word of God? Because even in the King James Version, yes, there are hundreds of translation errors in here. And there are a few translation things that have caused a lot of confusion that the devil has taken and used it to his advantage. But remember, if this actual book right here were destroyed, does that mean the Word of God was destroyed? No, because the Word of God is everlasting. The Spirit of the Lord, the Word is not anymore on tablets of stone. The Word of God was written in our hearts by the Spirit, and Christ was the embodiment of that Word. So that's a great respect. When we start to wonder, well, what this one says this and that one says that, going back to the organic Word is going back to Christ Himself, and then this book, this Bible, is an expression. Okay? It is an expression of God's will and God's Word to us. So if we want to go down the road of arguing about a translation error, you can do that. But the Word of God is bigger than what's even written on the pages. This is an expression of God's will for us, and Christ was the embodiment of that. So the living Word is paramount for us to use as our example and as our standard in the choices and decisions we make in life. The scripture over in 2 Timothy in the 4th chapter, very familiar passage, is said to preach the word. Now that was Paul's instruction to a young minister, and I know of no better instruction to the ministry than to preach the word. You will find that when you start getting out of the word, you'll start getting in trouble. Preach the word. And he said, be reproved, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and what I do injustice to say, and now is, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and it will be turned into fables. Heard someone just recently say, how can you find a good church? How do you know a good church? Have you ever thought about that? Now, first of all, we know Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have what? If you have love one to another. But many people's response is, well, if you can find fellowship, that's a good church. But their answer to that was, but you can go into the tavern and find fellowship. You can go join Kiwanis Club and maybe find some fellowship. Do you realize that the greatest impact that we can have in our congregations, yes, number one, having the love of Christ paramount among us, but it is a place that you can go and hear the preaching of the organic word, where people are taking the word in its natural state without being added to or taken away, that we have strong foundation to withstand our world today. That's how you can start judging. And I would say to the saints, and I've told people many places this, you judge your ministry by the word they preach. And you can start with me. And I've told them in my own congregation, if I start preaching something that's contrary to the word of God, you have an obligation to come and say, Brother Michael, this isn't right. Because it is the word that is going to bring life when it's accompanied with the Spirit of God. So, Lord, help us to value the organic word, the natural, steadfast. And there are, and I'm going to go a step forward, Lord, help us here, that there are traditions among the saints, correct? Anybody argue with me on that one? There's traditions, right? There are traditions that are good traditions. There's sound reason for those traditions. And be careful about throwing those things away. But I have heard too often in the last number of years, things being called tradition, in other words, excusing ourselves from that lifestyle in saying it's just tradition, when really it goes beyond tradition. There are biblical principles, and you can get back to the organic word of God, and that's the reason why we live like we live. It's more than my mom and dad and my grandmother and my grandfather coming back to the organic word, and we almost minimize the impact when we say it's just a good tradition. Now, if it's a tradition, let's not be afraid to call it for what it is. All right? But if it's the word of God, recognize the power that is behind the word. The organic word. The law of the Lord, reading from Psalms 19. Psalms 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. Now that's a mouthful. But if you go through and break down that scripture, and I actually wrote it out and color-coded it. You can go through and break down that scripture, and it is six titles of the Word of God. The law of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord. Six titles. And then it gives characteristics of that word. It's perfect. It's sure. It's right. It's pure. It's clean. And it endures forever. And it's true. Isn't that pretty powerful? You can't put those labels on anything else in this world because everything else is changing. But the Word of God, it's powerful. And don't let's, Lord, help us to get the importance of the natural Word, unadulterated, unmixed with opinion and ideas. And yet, churches today are full of what? You know, there are a lot of really big churches. I refer to it sometimes, but I drive by a chapel, drive by a big, big chapel on the way to our services, and they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that attend that service. So when you pull up to our place, you'd think it was the cleaning crew. Actually, the cleaning crew of the other chapel is a lot more than what come to services usually. And you pull up and there's a few cars there. But do you know what is contained within those walls? The importance is not being placed on the organic word. The importance is being placed on the medium of communication. It's a place of entertainment. It's a multimedia production. Lots of lights, lots of bands, lots of things that stimulate the flesh. But folks, the things that stimulate the flesh will not bring life to the spirit. So let's be careful, and again, a warning to all of us, not to be enamored by sectism and by worldly churches where the emphasis is placed on what draws by the flesh with the flesh, and they lose the emphasis of the organic word. What does the Word of God say? And I dare say that if they would open up their pulpit to me for just a little bit of time, I think it would probably be left with just a few. Or they'd kick me out, one or the other. But do you realize that people, what brings life to people is the Word with the Spirit? But the Word killeth, doesn't it? The letter killeth. It's the Spirit that gives life. But what letter or what word do we want the Spirit to God? What letter is He going to bless? It's the organic word. And if we begin to mix it, we will begin to find the consequences. The Holy Spirit is going to begin to withdraw His anointing in the preaching of that word because it's not organic. I trust the Lord will help us to get the message today. In the book of Amos, in the 8th chapter, in the 1st verse, said, "Behold, the days come." Amos 1:8-11. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor of thirst, but of hearing the words of the Lord." A famine where psychology, sociology, and philosophy take the place of teaching and doctrine and truth. I have heard a lot, and I'm preaching to home folks here now this afternoon. I've heard a lot lately of, sad to say, some of our young people saying too often, "I have never heard that before," on different points of truth and doctrine that is from the organic word. And so I've never heard that. Now, fair is fair. I've heard people say that, and I knew they'd heard it. Which means if you're not listening, you won't hear some things sometimes. But I want to challenge us and encourage us today. Let's not be afraid of the organic word. It is profitable for instruction. It is profitable for rebuke. It's profitable for correction and instruction in righteousness. For what reason? That we may be perfect and thoroughly furnished and entire, wanting nothing. The Word of God is what will work that in our life when it's accompanied with a Spirit. So let's not be afraid of the Word of God, because I'm finding more and more it's not always convenient to preach the organic word. And I'll tell you the reason why. It's easier when you have a large group of people. You know the reason for that? Because maybe someone won't feel as picked on. Preaching is never to be used to point fingers, ever. But I also find when people fall short, they start just saying, "Well, they're just preaching at me," as if it excuses something in their life. But folks, it's more difficult when you come and you have 20 people. Have you ever been in a service with 20 people or less? Yeah, lots of times, right? So then you think the Lord gives a message, and it's like, "Lord, are you sure? Because, I mean, you know, this one, that one. I don't want them to think I'm preaching at them." The Lord said, "This, the message is my word." And then you want to pray that the Spirit of the Lord, that the time is right, and that the Spirit of God will open up the heart to be receptive. But folks, when the word falls on good ground, you know what happens? It brings forth fruit. But if we're afraid of sowing the seed of the organic word because it's going to fall on some stony ground or fall where some thorns are growing up, they're going to choke it out, should we not sow the seed? And just say, "I'm going to stop sowing the organic seed because I know there's thorns and I don't know if it's good ground and I don't want..." No. The commission of the gospel was take the word. And if you will allow me today, have a little liberty, say take the organic word in its natural, pure, powerful state, and it will stand the test of time. And folks, when the Word of God is spread, it will accomplish what God wants it to accomplish. Just be sure it's done out of a motive of love and sincerity and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when it's done with those parameters, you leave it with the Lord and let Him take care of it. The organic Word is powerful and it's sufficient You know, that's why people are changing seeds today. And I don't think we've read the end of the story on genetically altered seeds yet. You know, there's a lot more cancer in our country. There's a lot, and I'm not saying they're all wrong or bad. Don't misunderstand me. But as an example there, I'm not sure the story's over yet. I know what the story is with the Word of God. When we begin to alter, it will start causing sickness. It will start causing cancer. Things growing that ought not to grow. The organic Word would take care of those things. So I am not purporting at all. Next time you go to the grocery store, say, well, Brother Mike said buy organic. But when it comes to the Word of God, I want to encourage you to get organic. Stay with the natural Word. Let's not change it. Let's not manipulate it. Let's not take it out of context. You know, there are some doctrine, I just got finished writing on a subject there are extremes on both sides. And you can have lists of scriptures that would almost look like they're teaching diametrically opposing doctrines. Well, we believe in the unanimity of the Word of God. It all works together, which means if it seems to contradict something else in the Word, we need to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, open up our understanding that we can see how all of this works together, that we might rightly divide it, that it would work what the Lord intended it to. It is the organic Word that, if you recall in the book of Ezekiel, when the dry bones were there in that valley, remember that? And what was it that brought those together? He said, prophesy. Prophesy. Do you know that it is the Word that is still giving life today? And there are many that are rejecting it. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Sunday school teachers, ministers here today, don't be discouraged. Keep preaching the Word. Do it with love. Do it with long-suffering. Show the love outside the pulpit. Let them know you care. But keep preaching the unadulterated, organic Word of God. And folks, it will still work when it falls on the ground of those that are open. Say, Lord, I want that Word to work in my life. It is still very powerful. Jesus said in John 12, verse 48. John chapter 12, verse 48. He said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. Folks, it's not going to be any seminars or ministers meeting held that are going to judge us in the last day. It's not going to happen. It's going to be the Word of God. And it's not going to be the Word that people have manipulated and changed. It's going to be the organic Word of God in its natural state. And there is also this mentality in the world, and it's easy to blame it out in the world. I'm going to say it started coming through the saints a few years ago. Just want to mention it. Just be real careful here. People began, there were some that began to promote this thought that it's doctrine that divides people. Have you heard that? When it's doctrine that divides, and we just need to preach just Jesus. Preach Jesus. But when I read the Word of God, we read in John, didn't we read in John chapter 1? It says that the Word became flesh. Christ is the Word. And if I reject the Word and the principles of Christ that are in this expression of God's will, if I begin to reject that, ultimately, I am rejecting Christ. If I reject the doctrine of God, ultimately, at the end of the day, I am also going to be rejecting Christ. So it is ultimately impossible to separate Christ from His Word. And if we begin to do it and say, well, we're all headed to heaven, your way, my way, and we're all just believing in Jesus, we're all going to get there. Folks, there is still only one Word. It's a way of holiness, a way of purity, a way of godliness, but it is a way of life and happiness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. So Lord, help us to value that Word, knowing that it's that organic Word that's going to judge us in the last day. So as we conclude this afternoon, just remember the words of James when he said to be doers of the Word. And what? And not hearers only. I don't want to just hear it. I don't want to just hear the preacher. I don't want to just read it. But Lord, I want to accept this organic word in my life that has been unpolluted by man, and I want to go and live it. And if we do, folks, it will bring forth much fruit. I thank God for His organic word. And I'm also thankful this afternoon for those that have been faithful in our past to still preach the word straight and true, but with love. And that's been a great blessing to all of us here today. So let's continue that pattern of holding on and maintaining that organic word in our midst. Amen.